Good morning. Yeah, it's still morning. 11:02, to be precise, on August 8th, 2014. I slept in this morning quite significantly, in large part because it was a really bad night. It was one of those nights where I didn't get to sleep early. 17:50, 18 minutes. 17 and a half probably, because I took a little longer to get the picture this morning anyway. So yeah, last night was a really bad night in terms of sleeping. And I slept in till a time when I'm usually back from my walk before I get out of bed. So getting some coffee, getting some food. When I get home, I'm going to have to go get to the grocery store. Stock up on stuff. Tomorrow I'm going to have to mow the lawn. I'm not going to get to it today. It's just not going to happen. Yesterday was trial by interruption. It was an interrupted day all the way around. We had furnace guys showing up, banging around on the furnace, doing our annual air conditioning checkup. It's a little late, it's August, but we'll be running the air conditioning well into September, so it's not too bad. Things passed. It was not a bad day. In that regard, they keep out for us to buy a new furnace. We'll probably have to eventually. This one's more than 20 years old. But they're a bit spendy. So perhaps we'll hold off for another year. The afternoon was taken up by school. The younger daughter had high school registration. And I'll be honest, it wasn't as bad as normal. Or perhaps I'm just becoming inured to it. I think they're getting better at removing pieces from the registration day process. I mean, they used to be like all these things you had to go through in order to progress from station to station. There are 8 or 10 stations. Yesterday there were only 8. And most of them had nobody at it because, for the most part, people were saying, no, the fee station was the one that usually caught us, because up until now, both kids have taken things that you had to pay fees for, art fees or lab fees or whatever. And there wasn't one this year. So no fees, no overdue fines, no missing books. None of the normal kinds of horseradish that we usually have to deal with there. The longest line was, as always, the second one. First one was pretty long. It's always long. It's the one where people go in and don't have their packets, or don't have their packets filled out, or otherwise behave idiotically, which for juniors, and these are all juniors, these are all third-year students, you would have thought by the time they've done it twice, they would have come to grips. And maybe that's why there weren't so many people in line at the other stations. There will have to be some schedule adjustments. She's got almost nothing on her schedule. She's taken her 3 years of required math as of last year. She's dropped all her AP courses as being superfluous. She's putting in her chorus, choir, and acting program credits, which for some reason didn't get added into her normal schedule process. I don't know quite why. But she'll do that first day of school. But she has great swaths of time where she doesn't have to go to class, which means she can do her homework while she's at school. I remember study halls. I don't know if they still have study hall. I remember study hall where you go, and it was actually held in the cafeteria, so you know, you sit at the table, everybody's sitting at the table, and you work on homework. And for me, that was a lot of homework. I had a lot of homework. God, I had a lot of homework. I had a period, a study hall period, a free block, as they would call it today. And then I do 3 to 4 hours of homework every night. And it was literally every night. Well, no, not, it was figuratively every night. Because I didn't do homework on Friday night or Saturday, which meant I had to do much more on Sunday to be ready for Monday morning. And every day we met every class, so there wasn't this rolling block thing where you have longer periods and shorter periods, and some days where you have this class and some days where you have that class, with 2 days in between. You went every day at every class. They were short, 40 minutes, 45 minutes maybe. I'm pretty sure there were 8 classes over the length of the day. Day started at, did it start at 7? 7:15? Got out at 2:15, something like that. It was a long day with an early start. And the afternoon was for sports and extracurricular activities, so chess club, played for the tennis team for a couple years before I gave up of ever actually playing in a match. I was the practice fodder for the A string. And there was one. There was a reason I didn't start. There was a really good reason I didn't start. I wasn't good enough. I couldn't seem to play. I played better in the summer than I did during the school year, and I don't quite know why. Part of it might have been that I was just too tired. Because I go to bed at 10 after finishing homework and sleep till 5, get up and get the day going. We were, where we live was, we were the first stop on the bus route. So the bus left the barn and came to our house first. And then it was 50 minutes to an hour to make the loop. So an hour in, and of course because we were the first one on, we were the last ones off, and an hour back every day. So we caught the bus at like 6:15. Didn't get back until almost 4 o'clock. But I liked the bus ride. The bus ride let me read. Always had a book. Always had a book. Never went anywhere without a book. A book to read. A book I wanted to read. Not necessarily school books. I always had school books too, but I always took a book that I wanted to read. Which is why, for me, this phone with books on it, and the ability to get more books on it, should I finish one and need a new one, and I'm nowhere near a bookstore or a library or anything. For me, this is a miracle. This is dream time. This is amazing. This is wonderful. So yeah, yesterday got like 0 writing done. Spent the evening with a fam, kind of locked down in the living room. That was bad. It was kind of fun. So I suspect we'll wind up doing that again tonight. I don't know. It's Friday night. I wonder if the elder daughter is going to go out tonight. I don't know. Maybe she will, maybe she won't. Younger daughter won't. Kind of wish she would. Monk post. There's some movie that was coming out today. What was it? Some movie starts today. I can't remember what it is. Oh, I do know what it is. I think it's 100 Foot Journey. Helen Mirren. And I've been watching these ads for this movie, a French restaurant across the street from an Indian restaurant. And somewhere in the countryside of England, apparently. And I've been looking at Helen Mirren, thinking, you know, she'd make a great Tanith Fairport. Not that anybody's offering to do a Tanith Fairport movie, although I do have a producer in Australia who's interested in my work. I mean, actually, his previous options have expired, so perhaps we'll talk about doing Tanith Fairport. It would take a set, but not a big set. The village. Clay quarry. Maybe think of something. There's a question going around about, do indie authors purposefully innovate, or do they just try to tell a story? And I mean, I just try to tell a story. Although, I do try to tell stories that haven't been told. And typically I use the same tropes that have always been used, with some minor changes, like a space opera without explosions, and fantasy without an ultimate evil to overcome. That's because I have this sort of twisted idea that the most difficult battles are within. Whew, I did bring water with me today. I'm glad I did. I took a good swig before I started the talk. I'll take another one now, because at 75, sun is beating down. Yesterday morning when I got back, it recommended 4 fluid ounces as my hydration level. I suspect it'll be higher today. I think it's based on time of day more than anything. Although it might have been based on effort. Yesterday's walk was a bit longer. A bit longer in time, so it meant a bit slower. So the hydration was also lower, so perhaps that has something to do with it. I don't know. Okay, we turn north. Some clouds building up off to the west over the mountains. It's looking like there's a chance of thunder shower. I think the chance is probably pretty good. It pretty much stormed all day yesterday. It was a little shocking to have a thunder shower at 11 o'clock in the morning. And it was a long one. It lasted for the better part of 2 hours, which around here is relatively rare. Usually they come and go pretty quickly. But we were late getting to the school for registration because I didn't want to go out and stand in the rain. So I kept waiting for it to stop raining, and finally it did. And in hindsight, we should have waited another hour. Because when we got through the waiting in line and the waiting in line, wander, waiting in line, waiting in line. We walked out. It wasn't anybody in line. It wasn't anybody at the front door. It wasn't anybody, people sitting around. Nothing to do. Everybody had come through in those first 2 hours, so perhaps there's a lesson there for next year. Wait an hour or two before you go in. Save the aggravation. So today is Friday. I keep trying to make today Saturday or Sunday or some other day, in large part because I have no idea what day it is. The normal cues, people going to school, people going to work, the normal cues are completely absent in my life these days. And the only cues I have are like my therapy appointment, trash day, which was yesterday. To a lesser extent, irrigation days. Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. But I have no idea, generally. It's like, what day is today? Oh shit, today's Friday. Oh crap. I meant to do something this morning before I got going, and I forgot I left out a couple of new members from the new member list. I got some of them, I got half of them. I went through the list on Thursday, Wednesday. Yeah, well, I'm still moving. I get my legs back in shape before I crank up the pedometer again. The metronome again. Oh, yeah. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.